I'm gonna read the lotto, the lucky lotto numbers at the beginning before I play the theme song.
I like how you mentioned Big Fatty Online, but that was never even a suggestion. Like to listen to Big Fatty Online, and I kind of feel like I love Big Fatty, love him to death. I listen to the little Larry cast that they do every week, mm-hmm. but I listened to Big Fatty for years, but I enjoyed the time. Same thing with The Simpsons. I enjoyed The Simpsons for the first, 10 seasons or whatever. And after that, occasionally I'll look at it and laugh or whatever, but it just doesn't hold the same magic, the same mystique for me, because I feel like, I know Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
You mentioned Big Fatty Online, but I know Fatty doesn't hold the same magic.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3969 of the BFO for White, the 21st of April, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Fatty, could you speak a little quiet? I'm still recovering from yesterday. Coverers, yes, Big Fatty, that's me, and Squeaky Sheepy. Hi, everyone, I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you're recoverers, because y'all, 420, brings out the mellow yellows, Big Fatty, okay, or the mellow mushrooms. That's the pizza pie place here in town. Oh, okay, well, Big Fatty, I got nothing. Just start the damn show. I've got no patience today.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 21st of April. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've never met this person, but I know he has a great taste in homosexuals, and he's pretty damn good at the Wordle too, is all I gotta say. Y'all, you hear him mentioned every once in a while on the enormous little show. Y'all, by the way, the net just arrived. Y'all, I am talking about the husband of the one and only Holly. Y'all, I'm talking about Sarge. Big Fatty, his name was Sexy Harry Man. Well, it's that too. Big Fatty, we love Sarge the Sexy Harry Man. We do indeed. And y'all, I don't know if he is on the Twitty or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth, but I know that Holly is on the Twitty. So y'all, if you see either one of them, wish Sarge the Sexy Harry Man a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. And by cake, I don't mean Harley's cake. Big Fatty, I've made it vulgar. Yes!
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I got you, y'all, on Saturday. That's Earth Day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we have not one but two anniversariums. Y'all, I've met three of the four participants in celebrating anniversariums. The first, I met out in Lost Wages. Not met his husband yet, but y'all, he does the little show, the Ramble Reedeed. And y'all, that's Tom and Roger. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting, not exiting, of Anniversarium is y'all have met both of them many times at the Good Days and Lost Wages and in New Orleans. Y'all just two of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. Y'all, it is Taylor and Babaloo. Yes, Big Betty. And so y'all, if you see the Rambo Reheat in Roger or Taylor and Babaloo, wish them happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Happy music for a Friday. It's true. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what did I do? Y'all, yesterday, at some point during the day, it was like it's yesterday morning, I was making up the bed, and y'all, I just did something to my toe next to my big toe on my right foot. And, y'all, it hurt when I did it, but I didn't think anything about it. I mean, it's not like it broke or anything like that, but I just the way that I don't even remember what I ended up kind of, not stumble, but it kind of caught my foot, y'all, but I do remember that it hurt. And, you know, things don't usually hurt. Yes, Big Fatty, we know all about the ballet theater. Well, anyway, so, you know, that was just odd. And, y'all, I don't know if I've ever told you this. When I was growing up, my pediatrician, told my mother, the Hatterina, you're going to have to watch that one because he does not, he can be in pain and he's not going to show it. Big Fatty, it's a premonition. It was Nostradamus, Dr. Nostradamus, that's it. And, but anyway, so anyway, I you know, went about my business yesterday, and y'all, I didn't wear my regular shoes. When we went to Costco and to the Von's East, but I wore some of my first try at the shoes with the extra arch support. I wore them, and you know, just because I hadn't worn them in a while. And when I sat down to watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. My toe was just painful, and it looked like it was beginning to bruise, but it was just painful, not to the point of, oh, I better go to the doctor, but it was, you know, it was just painful, painful to the touch, up near the nail, and before that first joint, and so anyway, I watched the news and the Jeopardy and the Survivor, and y'all, it's good Survivor, and went to bed right after the Survivor, slept like a baby until about 4:45. Y'all, I'm not waking up to TT because I didn't get up and TT. I didn't have to. So I just rolled back over, and y'all, next thing I know, It's right before 7 a.m. No, it was 7:25 a.m. in the morning. And so, y'all, I got up, and my toe was still bothering me. And so I had my breakfast, did my coffee, did my puzzles. Y'all didn't get the Sudoku today. It was, I don't know what I did. I fucked it up, though. Yes, Big Betty, that's what you did. Anyway, and y'all, then I took some gauze and wrapped it around that toe, and then I put a Band-Aid on it. Excuse me, that's a brand name. I put an adhesive bandage around it, and it. And, you know, as I was doing my morning ritual, and y'all, it began to feel better. And I also took 3 IBU friends. And y'all, by the time I left to go on the morning nipple walk, y'all, it felt fine. I wasn't feeling any pain or anything. Did the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, came back. And y'all, I got my share. And, y'all, then I just had a hankering. Y'all, I have been looking for a new grill for here at the villa for a long time. Anybody that goes with me to the Sam's or the Costco knows that I'm going to look at them. One moment, please. Y'all, that's the good hot tea. And, and y'all, but, you know, I've had just the regular gas grill, and I don't need a big one. It's just a small cooking area. And, but Daddy Ron says, oh, Big Freddy, you need to get a griddle. You need to get a griddle to grill your vegetables, and all. You can grill your meats and all on there, too. And so I've looked at them and all, and, you know, I said, why doesn't somebody make a grill, a gas grill, that is half traditional grill and half griddle? Well, y'all, I goggled it, and y'all, they make it. And, of course, the Lesbyterian Delivery Service had the best price for it. And, y'all, I ordered it. And it's coming next week. And so I'm going to go and buy me a cover and some, there's a set of grill utensils. I'm ready to throw my old utensils away. They've just kind of, they've seen the meat, as my old aunt Dottie Mama used to say, be ready, Dottie Mama. And, so I'm going to go out to the Home Depot or the Lowell's and see what they've got. And, anyway, then, y'all, I took a little nip. Did I say I took a little nip and nap? Well, I did. And, y'all then, woke up from that. And, that's when the nip stopped by. Y'all, by the way, got another nip story for you.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Y'all, you know, he stopped by earlier in the little show. He's gone off on his nipple walk again. And I was telling him the story about my toe, and he said, oh, you need to put one of those pads on it. I said, well, what kind of pad are you talking about? He goes, like, that salon pause. I said, well, this is a bruise. It's not like it's a pull muscle or anything like that. Oh, and he said, oh, I use them on everything. I felt like my prostate was sore, so I cut one of them and put part of it between my butt cheeks to see if that would help, and it set my butthole on fire. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. So anyway, and so while the nip was here, I told him about the shoes that I order, and because I decided I was going to order me another pair of shoes. I'm going to get me a pair of white shoes. Big Fatty, why's it got to be white? Well, anyway. Anyway, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Thank you. Minute with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Lord, no wonder Daniel doesn't call the little show. That took 30 seconds, not to even count the time it took for those 74 rings before the mechanicals picked up or whatever. But anyway, I have a question for you. So this is an X Big Farty question. Play the music.
Big Farty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Farty?
The best way to make a pound cake.
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, what you got?
All right, I'm assuming we need to play now, so I'm going to ask my question. When I give people my Gmail email address, does the dot have to be there or not? Is it no longer necessary for someone to put a dot, not on your forehead, Archer, a dot between words? If by chance you're using words such as your first name or thing. Anyway, all right, just wondering. Thank you very much. How do I hang this up with Haven?
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question, and you've come to the right place because, as you know, the BFO is the only little show with a technology segment. And, basically, I've sent you an e-letter to your e-letter address with your first and last names without the dot. So if you receive that, please let Big Fatty know. And if not, it'll be like that that person that that Bjorn person that. That received the e-letter that was supposed to go to Big Fatty. I don't remember who sent that, but someone. Anyway, somebody did that. But Miss Bacon, and you do have to have it before the .com or .edu or the... Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you are such a whiz, a TT whiz. Oh, Big Fatty, you did... There was no music. Yo, I anticipated the music starting, and it didn't. Poor, oh, dear, Gussie, Big Fatty just shut it down for the week. I will indeed. One last thing, you know, that Peter G., he had his celebration of exiting the birth canal on, Tuesday, and I said, I don't know if you still listen or not, probably unsubscribe, and he posted over there at the BFO, still listening. For now, Peter G, keep on trucking. Big Fatty, what's that got to do with anything? I don't know. anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I've got a special secret trip coming up that I'm going to tell you all about it on Monday. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mick. And Daniel, what you got to say about Big Fatty?
You mentioned Big Fatty online, but I know Fatty doesn't hold the same magic.
Oh, yes, like you know old Crooked Hat. And, you listen to, my name.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.